Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Down towards where you are,
yeah,
in the summer, and you know, his house had burned down.
Oh yes, he came in and one of the people whose houses
tears
burned
house,
on Friday. Yes,
give a little,
but he gave us some money, which was nice. All right, we welcome one of our esteemed guests, Envoy Pat Wood. She is the Greater Hartford Area Services Chaplain and Celebrate Recovery
Envoy.
Ministry Leader. We don't have enough time to talk to you. We have too many titles.
How are you this
I'm
morning?
I'm sorry, we're out of time now.
Oh,
bye.
Great, I'm doing well. Thanks.
What does your job entail?
Well, pretty much with Celebrate Recovery, I work with people who are in recovery, obviously from drugs and alcohol, but from other hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
Right. Oh, I like that.
That's
nice.
Well,
that's not the first time you've said that, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, just to break down very quickly of what, you know, for example, opioids have been in the news recently.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a lot of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Primarily, we see a lot of drugs and a lot of alcohol, but
alcohol is a big deal.
Yeah,
still
very big. Yeah,
oh,
so much.
An evergreen. Yeah.
Well, they kind of go together: drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people, I'm sure they're in the depths of their, you know, despair. What's the most important thing that you do and the people who work with you do? To try to encourage them to get back on the straight and narrow and get their lives back together?
Primarily when we see them, they are at that point where their lives have become so unmanageable that they realize they need to do something. And so what we offer them is hope. We offer them support. And with Celebrate Recovery, there's two areas of support. They have a church that Celebrate Recovery is attached to.
Right.
So they have that support, that ministerial and ecumenical support. And they also have the support of a sponsor and the groups that take place at Celebrate Recovery.
Wow. Once you get into the program, you know, the question is, how do you keep straight? And how do you do this? Because it's sometimes easy to relapse. It's just an old habit. As you said, what was it?
Hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with the three H's, we now call them.
Yes.
Got that. So how, you know, does that help with the church, the religion, all that stuff? And by the way, I do want to say it's the Salvation Army for a reason. Okay? So, I mean, the point is, does that help? I think if you have a support group, it's far easier.
Oh, absolutely. And we also work, we don't work just on the habit, whatever that habit is, whether it's drugs or alcohol or eating disorders or any other habit, gambling. We work on what causes a lot of the underlying of the addiction.
Right.
And it's because primarily because of hurts. And we look at those, you know, everybody's gone through some difficulty. Everybody's been hurt by someone.
Sure.
And the way that we act it out can be in different ways. And some become addicted. And we work on the character defects, which is the hang-ups.
So you think it makes the problem go away, but it really doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Makes it worse.
It does. And so we work on the whole aspect. We don't just focus on the addiction.
Is this a harder time of year than others, the holiday time?
Oh, absolutely. Because so many people lose family members during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And also the big family gatherings, people who are in addictions are usually not welcome.
Right.
In their families, they've fractured
cold
relationships.
Yeah.
And so those are the times when we are really needed, and we stay open. Our meetings are on Wednesday. Christmas happens to be on a Wednesday. We will have a meeting.
Like so and will you have a lot of people turn up, do you think?
We don't have a lot of people, but we do have people that will show
up.
Well,
and even if one shows up, it's worth being open.
Yes.
And I think we should mention that also, and we've stressed this before, is the Salvation Army, in addition, as you mentioned, to take care of the three H's, you also, I think you work with them to, like, for example, you lost your job. You can't, you know, you've wrecked your life. Okay,
yes.
So you help them, I would imagine, get their lives back together, not only with counseling, but I suppose even, you know, some career stuff, maybe?
Yes, we work. It's wonderful because the Salvation Army and Celebrate Recovery work so well together. So we have the different programs within the Salvation Army at our Marshall House. They do.
There you go.
They do. Right. Housing. They look for. They help people to get beyond their situation. Help them to find jobs. Help them to find housing. We have the right place where we can help them with their children. Find a place for their children to go to school, preschool. So
it's all encompassing.
Yeah, it all dovetails
all over the place.
Into. Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. Everywhere. It's a wonderful thing.
I know it is. That's why you're in it.
It works.
It's a wonderful thing.
And it must give you, Pat, great joy when you work with somebody and they come back or you hear that they've made a complete recovery.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing to watch when a person first comes in to Celebrate Recovery and when they finish, they've completed the 12 steps. You can see even in their faces. The difference, the change, their personalities have become softer. It's just an incredible transformation and so rewarding to watch.
Are the 12 steps the same for every addiction?
All the groups?
Yes, pretty much. It's the 12 steps that was made popular by AA.
Alcoholics. Right.
But
it works for gambling and drugs.
It works for everything.
Right.
And with Celebrate Recovery, you have scripture that goes with each of the 12 steps as well. So.
And that brings the ministry into it.
Exactly.
Part of your job.
But
yes.
I think the other thing you guys do, and this is important, once you get out of the treatment and all that, you know, the world needs to change a little. You've got to make the world so get rid of some of those problems that got them there in the first place. Because that's invariably what you do.
Yeah.
Everybody has them.
Yeah.
That's how you react.
Yeah, exactly. And then the 12th step is always giving back. You know, you've received. And so,
oh wow! I didn't know
back.
That.
Yeah, that's the 12th step. Is
here's a weird thing because we every year, and I don't know if we've had anybody yet this year, Joe, but there's always somebody was helped by the Salvation Army one way or the other.
Right.
May have been as you're saying, but they're always saying, "Well, they helped me. Now I'm going to help them."
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful, and it helps. It helps keep people keep your attention off of your problems.
Right.
So it helps to prevent relapse because you're looking, you're helping someone else.
And people shouldn't be afraid to admit that they have a problem.
That's hard to do.
The first step, isn't it, is seeking help.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about Celebrate Recovery is they come into a place where there's no judgment. No one judges them. We're all in the same boat. We've all been there. We've all had some kind of problem. So,
well, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, a no judgment zone.
So you're not judging me at this moment. I'm okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, she's already judged. Well, she's already judged us, and she'd like to meet us at 9:05 tonight.
Yeah, exactly right.
9:05 today, rather.
Was your family in the Army, or did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
So yeah, it almost seems like it's legacy.
It's inherited.
You know, it's kind of like a.
There's a gene.
It's kind of like a flounder in Animal House. You know, he was a legacy, so they just.
You got to let him in. Yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for the magnificent work that you do.
Yeah,
thank
God
you
bless
very
you.
Much.
Envoy
thank
Pat
you.
Wood, Greater Hartford Area Services Chaplain and Celebrate Recovery Ministry Leader, doing the important work of the Salvation Army, which we're trying to support here at the Holiday Store. Get in, give us a check,
Come
give us
on.
Cash.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.